plate a potential nugget.
Moving to a different theme, Harmenia, you talk about identity work and identity play. And I love the term identity play. And you talk about how play often frees you from the authenticity trap. Again, I found that distinctively insightful in the context of how people transition. So if you could elaborate on that.
Right. So a big part of transitioning as a leader, it's not just about your skill set. A lot of it is also about your style and how you do things and how you show up and how you communicate, how you come across to people. And those things are a little bit closer to our sense of identity and our sense of authentic leadership. So they're a little bit scarier to think about altering and even playing and experimenting with, because it's not about, I don't know, using a different tool. It's about being a different kind of person. And so, for example, you know, people who try to learn how to communicate more personally with a personal story, with a bit more emotion, or people who try to move towards more of a coaching leadership style and they feel like they're not doing anything at all because they're not driving the conversation or the results. And so it's a trigger. It's a trigger. It's, this is not authentic. This isn't me. And when you feel this isn't me, you don't do it. It's really aversive to feel like a fake. And so you don't, you know, you'd rather be wrong and not be successful and be yourself than actually be yourself. I mean, get it right, but it doesn't feel like it's who you are. And so that's a real dilemma for a lot of people. And I saw it a lot in my research, you know, people who need to network up to stakeholders who are more senior in their organization. For a lot of people, that feels selling out, not meritocratic, political, using people, just wrong. And so what do you do? Because you're stuck between your sense of who you are and your sense of what it takes to succeed, and you're stuck. And so my point here is that it doesn't, the fake it till you make it doesn't work. It only works if that's what you aspire to be. But in a lot of cases, you don't aspire to be that. You kind of think it's a little shaky. And so all you can do is say, you know what? Being authentic doesn't have to condemn me to being as I always have been. Obviously, what I'm doing is not working. I'm going to give myself license to deviate, to play around a little bit with possibilities. And then I'll see, I'll gauge it, I'll evaluate it. If it's really not right for me, I don't have to stick to it. I'm not committing to being that person, but I'm at least committing to trying some things totally outside my comfort zone and see, based on my own experience, if I can tweak it, if I can make it my own, but I'm going to at least try something else.
And maybe just an example to bring this to life, Harmenia, somebody, a senior leader who embarked on the journey.
So I was just with a whole bunch of senior people in a big oil and gas company, and they're all trying to figure out how do they lead in a more personal way and how can they communicate in a way that makes their message more personal, more compelling to people. Actually, we're just having the same conversation with a group of executives from the carmaker Renault here on campus. And that's for people who have been always very data-driven and by the numbers. That feels almost hokey, manipulative, trying to follow a recipe. And it's just really hard to get themselves to do. It doesn't feel natural. But they understand that when it's done well and from the heart, it touches people. You know, we were watching a video of Satya Nadella talking about his own life and what it taught him. And everybody universally admires it when it's real and genuine, but they just don't know how to do it themselves. They have to work at it to get to that point for themselves. And that working at it period in between feels awkward. So that where the identity play and the identity work come in is, if you feel like you're having to work at it, that means it's more impression management. Whereas if you feel like you're kind of playing at different possibilities for who you might become, you give yourself a little bit more permission because you're going to try different things. It's not necessarily going to be all the same. You can deviate. and see what happens.
If I take my example for whatever it's worth, when I was a search consultant with Egon Zehnder, I realized that I was over-indexing on candidate conversations and gravitated towards having conversations around guiding them in their journeys. Those conversations gave me energy and I felt people saw the value. But in an executive search context, I realized that the primary deliverable was to have a sound judgment on candidates and to help clients recruit great people. Helping individuals with their careers was supposed to be a footnote conversation, not the primary conversation. At some point, I decided to lean into this aspect and said, why don't I make this my primary activity and see if I can get the work and play circles to converge. As one of my friends said, I felt I had more of a coaching mindset than a poaching mindset, and I decided to explore the adjacent possible to executive search, which is transition advisory, what I do now. I feel strongly about the notion of adjacent possible, which is evaluating what is around you at the fringes of what you do today, but might be aligned with your values and your emerging identity. Thank you for listening. For more podcast content, please visit playtopotential.com. The website also has content organized by specific themes in the curated playlist section. Given you're listening to this conversation with Herminia, you might specifically find the themes Reinventing Yourself and Navigational Principles relevant. The playlist Reinventing Yourself is about leaders who were at inflection points and who were courageous to try different things and move to a different context. This includes Amish Tripathi talking about how he moved from a career in financial services to writing. Rupa Kudwa speaks about moving from Crisil to Umedia Network. Papa CJ speaks about moving from management consulting to stand up. Nanda Nilakeni speaks about moving from Infosys to the UID project and to politics. Atul Kasbekar speaks about moving from being a photographer to becoming a producer. Devdutt Patnaik talks about moving from healthcare to mythology, and so on. Hopefully, the diversity of perspectives will provoke your thinking around how to navigate the transition. The playlist Navigational Principles gives you a flavor of the frameworks that various people used to deal with the various inflection points. In a world with more divergent pathways than before, the quality of the steering wheel is possibly as important, if not more important, than the quality of the engine we have in our car. This playlist gives you some thought starters which will help you build a more robust steering wheel for yourself. You can access these playlists in the curated playlist section at playtopotential.com. And to know more about the leadership and transition advisory work I do, please visit the About section at playtopotential.com. Bye now.